This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program. It is Thursday, the 18th day of June, 2020. Wayne will be here at the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Tuesdays and Thursdays across the great country, I get a chance to sit here in the big seat and talk to y'all for, again, an entire hour. Chris pushing all the buttons, making it all go. Where I am here in Connecticut, it was an absolutely spectacular weather day. Not sure wherever you are. Hope you're enjoying something great out there across the country, whether, again, you're listening in Long Island or in Oklahoma City, St. Louis, maybe Chicago, maybe Washington State, where our friends at CHOP are doing their thing, or even down to California and Vegas, everywhere in between. Welcome to the program. Just me and you, no guests this hour unless the one sort of pops up out of nowhere, so that means plenty of time for you to call in. 1-833-WAR-TALK, that's 1-833-WAR-TALK, or you can email me, leelcradio@gmail.com, and I like to repeat the way my name is spelled, because sometimes it's a little bit of a different spelling, the name you probably haven't seen before. It's L-E-E-E-L-C-I, three E's in a row, L-E-E-E-L-C-I, radio@gmail.com, and it's a good way to start a conversation. We got some great listeners across the country who send me emails every single day, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, let's look at the timeline. Let's start with the timeline in the Rashad Brooks killing by the police officer, because I think some of this stuff stands out. And I know America is losing their mind in a certain respect when it comes to some of these police shootings. And I get it. There are some question marks with this one. But let's just take a look. First of all, you've got Rashad Brooks, who apparently was at a birthday party before it all happened. Now, let me also just say this. I always talk about how the media, the narratives in these stories are driven heavy by the media, right? In particular, I point to a CNN or an MSNBC and the way they portray something versus a Fox News. Now, again, whatever side or whatever team you're on, well, that will determine what broadcast you actually watch. Okay, that all being said, I try my best. I really do. I'm sure there are people out there who try their best to do this as well. I really do try to watch and listen to everything. Now, I don't base my thoughts on what somebody else says. I just try to absorb information. That way I assimilate it all, and then I make my decision based on all the different facts. Like, I don't listen to some talking head and then try to repeat that person. That, to me, is a waste of my time. I'm sure that's what a lot of folks do at the water cooler at work, but that's not my game. I'm not doing that. I try to gather all the information together. But when I watch CNN and I watch them manipulate the story so that you're thinking that in some cases these people that they're talking about are heroes, right? Like Rashad Brooks is a hero, or George Floyd somehow is a hero. Like their life before the unfortunate shooting should be canonized. They should have monuments built all over the country to these men. I mean, we know about Floyd. We know his past. We know the fact that he's breaking and entering and sticking a gun in a pregnant girl's stomach and all that goes along with that. We all know that story. And Brooks, you know, we know now that Brooks was on some kind of probation. So that's probably why he freaked out when they tried to put the handcuffs on. But that doesn't make it okay. I mean, I listened to Van Jones two nights ago tell me that he broke down and wept or got emotional, broke down when he saw a video that surfaced where Brooks was getting interviewed. And in that interview, essentially he said, well, I can't take care of myself. I need a mentor. I need this. I need that. But I just want you to just, I want to start with that. I'm not saying that it doesn't mean that in cases of real police brutality, that things shouldn't be, these folks shouldn't be paid attention to, and real change shouldn't happen. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that before you start making T-shirts and posters and mugs and statues and plaques, make sure you're doing it for someone that you're proud to carry around with. I find it very, and I've been in arguments with folks over this on my own radio show since this has all happened. I understand that you may think that the cause is right, and maybe it is in some cases, but let's not make these men out to be a little, be something that they're really not. So anyway, he's at a Brooks family attorney. Justin Miller said they're celebrating his daughter's 8th birthday. He took her Friday to get her nails done, picked up something to eat. Bottom line is, by the time, you know, they make it sound like he's father of the year, but by the time the cop gets there on Friday night, when the Atlanta police were dispatched to the Wendy's, now you watch the same body camera footage I have, and the first cop knocked on the window, he fell asleep while waiting in line at the drive-thru of a Wendy's. I'm sure a lot of you folks out there who drink a lot, I mean, I'm not saying that you've fallen asleep at a Wendy's drive-thru line, but you probably fallen asleep in a sofa or on your couch or somewhere else because you've had too much to drink. Well, that's what's happened here. Now, I guess by the grace of God, this guy didn't run over some kid on a bicycle or some old guy trying to cross the street. So he happened to fall asleep in the Wendy's drive-thru. Okay. So we know, we watched the video footage of this. We saw the knock on the window. We see what apparently was a very pleasant exchange between the two. And eventually the second cop comes in. You know, the first cop, Devin Bronson, then the second cop comes in, and they give him the field sobriety test. They have him blow into the breathalyzer. He fails. So what people are saying, well, they should have given him a ride home. They should have let him walk home. These are insane things to ask the police department to do. They already do enough. Don't you get it? They already do enough. And if you let him walk home, oh, God, let him walk home and then he gets hit by a car, thrown over by a dump truck or a garbage truck, then it's the police's fault then. Then they're negligent. They turn their back on a drunk guy. Let him go. Cops are in a no-win situation. So this man, Rashad Brooks, realized when the blank hit the fan for him, and the come-to-Jesus moment came where he was about to go into cuffs, he panicked and realized that, well, you know what? If they put me in handcuffs and take me downtown, I'm going back to jail. I'm going back to jail. And he freaked out, not thinking, because he's either drunk, high, or both, wrestled with these two cops. Obviously, he's a physically strong person because he was able to throw around the one cop and stole the guy's taser, and pretty much as you saw in the footage, they wrestled around, shots were fired back and forth, and then he runs away. This is where it gets more dicey. He's running away, and they're firing a taser. He turns back to fire a taser at the police officer, and the police officer, as I probably said on this air and said on my own show a couple different times, at that point in time, and I said the cop was going to say this, and I'm pretty sure he already has, at that time the cop doesn't know, the cop that's running doesn't know if Rashad Brooks has stolen the actual service revolver from the other cop. He doesn't know if he had another weapon on his person. All he sees is this guy turning back to fire on him. I'm not saying that shooting a guy in the back as he's running away is the right thing to do. I would think that's wrong police protocol. And if that's what he's trained and told to do, that's wrong. There's got to be a better way to do that. But to charge a guy with murder after what you saw, it seems like what you're doing is you're playing to the mob. It's mob mentality. The mob is now literally ruling. If the mob wants something, they just blitzkrieg everybody and they get it. They want this, they want that, they want this, they want their own area in Seattle, they want this, they want to burn this down, they want to loot here, they want to deface the Columbus. No one says anything because the mob mentality is ruling. So for fear of causing Atlanta to go up in flames, and the fact that this prosecutor is probably dirty, they are making sure that they hit this cop with the harshest penalty they possibly can. And what's really probably not going to work in the long run is, you know, justice for the most part, not always, is fair. Both sides will get a chance to present the evidence down the road. And, you know, you may be able to calm everybody down now, but you overcharge these cops, then in the end, when the blank hits the fan, they're not going to go to jail for anything. And by the way, the other officer, Devin Bronson, he's been charged with a count of aggravated assault. What did that cop do wrong? What was his crime? What, not getting beat to hell? What do you want the police department to do when they're forced into a situation when somebody is flat out being violent towards them? And do you want a lunatic? We don't know what that guy was capable of. If he's running around town with a taser, you don't know what he can do. Everyone, we got to back off because the cops, as you saw today, they're going to split their job, man. They're going to be like, you know what, this is not worth it. I'm not putting my life on the line when nobody appreciates it and I don't get any backup. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. This is the USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root will be here a little less than an hour, about 50 minutes from right now. We'll do it. We'll keep going. Again, this is the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. We'll be back.
Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Hi, I'm John Hunt. Normally, you hear me on USA Radio News telling you stories about other people in the news. Well, now, I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart transplant journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 Transplant Games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Alan Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Alan Root, and the sponsor of this segment of the show is Boomer Naturals. You've heard of those N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria, just like the medical professionals, right? We don't want to get sick. So a highly recommended mask that gives just about the same protection, slightly less, is the Boomer Natural 30-Day Face Mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. In other words, the professionals get N95 for 95%, and Boomer's providing 92.2% antibacterial. And it's a mask that every adult and every child over the age of 2 can use. Very comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. And they come in adult and children sizes. Not only are the Boomer Natural masks a highly rated consumer mask, but they're very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Everyone always asks me, we're supposed to wear masks, but where do I get them? 30-day mask, 30 cents a day. The mask can be used up to 30 days by hand washing with soap and water at the end of each day. Many masks only good for 1 day, so they're very costly. So you just order them at BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, and you use a code at checkout, WARRADIO20, to get 20% off. BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20, and get 20% off every single order. If you do order over $50, you get shipping and handling free.
All right, we're back, everybody. It's Lee Elsie, Wayne Alan Root. Again, I'll be here at the top of the hour, or after the top of the hour, guide you through the last 2 hours of Raw and Unfiltered. This is the great USA Radio Network. And I do have open lines, so if you want to call in, usually we get an avalanche of calls, but I have a lot of guests sometimes when I fill in for Wayne. So if you want to call in, you want to talk to the entire country, you can. 833-WAR-TALK. I just heard Wayne talking about masks. Maybe think how, you know, everyone's so amped up. Just to divert from the regular crazy racial hatred conversation. coronavirus cases and the masks and all that's going along with that, and in particular how it relates to sports. So the NBA seemed like they had their stuff together. They're going to go to Florida. They're going to get in a bubble, and they're going to play a few weeks. I mean, you're asking these players to play, in some cases, maybe 6 weeks, 7 weeks, depending. If you're going for the championship, it might be 8 or 9 weeks, whatever it is. It's not a lot, not a big heavy lift for these guys who are making a whole bunch of money, and I'm not begrudging anybody for making a whole bunch of money. I think sometimes, though, they forget that it's an entertainment, and people out there, you know, somehow, some cases, worship them. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that today, the America's game, which is football now, not baseball anymore, America's game, you know, had to suffer some slings and arrows from Dr. Fauci today, because Fauci says that he doesn't know if football is going to start. Now, America can lose baseball for a summer. America can even lose a basketball playoff and a hockey playoff and absorb it. But when you start going after football, I think the narrative and the dynamic is going to change. People are going to say, you know what, even though, you know, we're going to be in the middle of another controversy with football with the taking of the knee, and that's a whole separate issue, and that will hurt ratings if that happens. But football, gambling being legal across the country, football is, it's America's game with all the fantasy. And if you lose football, people may get to that point where they're like, you know what, I'm willing to risk. Let's just get this over with. This can't just keep happening like this. I'm willing to risk, to a certain level, my safety for us to have a kind of a regular, normal life. So football, even though it's months away, and Fauci sort of describing this idea where, you know, going through it now and it'll circle back. You lose football, I mean, people are going to get upset. Just so you know, as I'm sitting here right now in front of you, 8.5 million coronavirus cases across the country, around the world, 455,000 deaths around the world. Now, remember, if you remember, months ago, they were talking about millions of people, tens of millions of people possibly, a couple million people here minimum, right? Minimum. That we're going to die. Here in the United States, we're sitting at listen, 120,000 deaths is not a good number. This is not a small deal. I've said this over and over again, but it's a far cry from the 2 million. There have been 2.2 million cases, and that spikes in some cases. And I actually just read, before I came on the air, there is a casino, I think it's in Arizona, which is shutting down again. It opened up. Some people got sick. One of their workers died. They're shutting it down again. This is not good. But I keep going back to what I said in the beginning, and that is the simple fact is that Americans are going to have to make a decision. Do you want to go back to your regular life? You're going to have to go back with some risk. And I think it's ultimately going to come down to this, because we can't keep starting and stopping and everything that we do, the economy and even all the things that we do for fun. All right, we'll take a break. Bottom of the hour is here. This is the USA Radio Network Raw and Unfiltered. Hang on.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is cheering efforts to reopen amid the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Hosting a White House event with some governors, the president saying a popular small business loan program is still working.
To date, we've processed over 4.6 million small business loans, saving and supporting an estimated 50 million American jobs, Jovita. That's incredible. The small business owners that we have with us this afternoon all received the PPP loans, and now their businesses are on the road to recovery, and they're doing really well. We have a lot of businesses that are doing really well.
Californians are now required to wear face coverings in public. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the executive order as the state continues to log a rise in daily coronavirus cases. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 40 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root.
Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is your, I want you all to live a long time because we got to live long to keep electing Trump and re-electing Trump and electing Republicans after him. And I want all of my fans to live a long life so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. So are you in front of a mirror? In 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles in the past 40 years in Canada. And now they've come to America right here on my show. They've helped countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the ear lobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. If you have a crease in one or both ears, guess what? You're looking down the barrel of a heart attack or a stroke. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Natural guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly? Can't believe it. I looked in the mirror and I had the two creases. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Way down the route. Take the cinnamon flavored. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com.
All right, we're back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie, and as I told you in the beginning, you can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. I am broadcasting from the Grateful Power Radio Studios here in Connecticut, right smack dab in the middle of New York and Boston. Don't try to find me because I'm in a secluded area surrounded by bulletproof glass everywhere. So those of you who are mad at me, don't bring your pitchforks and your, lanterns. How'd they get Frankenstein? Like the torches. That's the word I was looking for. Torches and pitchforks to come get me. So you can save that because I'm secluded. I'm in an area you can't get to me. Anyway, I wanted to talk about this earlier in the week, and I found it almost, that's funny in a sense, somewhat funny, but the Democrats that decided to take a knee in the Capitol, right? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, some of the other leading Democrats, including Kamala Harris and Chuck U. Schumer and all that, they did that wonderful stunt, the little stunt where they all took a knee wearing the kente cloth. I think it's pronounced kente cloth. I hope so. But they were wearing the kente cloth decorations around their necks, which are symbols of Ashanti kingdom royalty in present day. Well, it turns out that that garb was, if you fact check it, it's linked to African slave trade. So that would be what the slave trade folks would wear, not the actual slaves. So once again, these Democrat morons stick their monstrous foot in their dopey mouse and winds up being just ridiculous. But you can't make this stuff up. We can't make it up. All right, listen, I didn't realize we had a call, so let's grab a call. Let's go to George in Hartford. George, how are you?
Well, hello, Lee. Actually, it's George in Canton, Connecticut, the beautiful Canton over the other side of Avon Mountain. Hey, I was listening on WDRC earlier today to a nationally syndicated show and heard a sound bite, I believe, from the prosecuting attorney down in Georgia about a case, a month or two ago, where he actually stated that the state law said that a taser is indeed a lethal weapon. Now, the point is, they're arresting this cop and charging him with this murder when he was, in fact, being attacked by a lethal weapon. And it seems like the prosecutor wants it one way in one case and another way in another case.
You know what, George? It's a good point. And to echo what you're saying, I'm in regular conversations with state police officers here in Connecticut. And I think I'm trying to find it because one of my good friends who is recently retired, he said that they don't call it non-lethal. They call it less than lethal, I think. That's maybe the term that he was using, something to that effect. But Yeah, if you get hit with a stun gun or you get hit with one of those, you're completely incapacitated, which means a number of different things. One, you could fall and hit your head on the concrete and die. You could fall and hit your head on the concrete and be knocked out. You could be incapacitated from the shock, which means that that person that was wrestling with you could grab your actual service revolver and kill you and kill somebody else. So to look at it, to minimize it as if shooting that taser at him is not a big deal is not the right tack to take.
That's true. Now, may I make another point?
Of course.
Yeah. You had mentioned, or you had a caller mentioning about a dog, if the cops had dogs as a deterrent. About 2 years ago here in Hartford, there was a Hartford city cop that pulled up onto a group of four or five young African-American men that looked like they might be up to no good, and he's alone. And he gets out of his car, and he goes over to them, and in the course of the early conversation, he makes reference to the fact that he is an expert marksman, and they would be well served by not trying to run. Well, he ended up being desk duty. They came after him. Now, I would think the number one thing to ever try to do is to keep anything from escalating. And that means that you would do any form of intimidation to keep control right at the point. I thought if it was me, and I would say to them as a cop, you know, I'm the highest rated marksman on the force. To keep these guys right where you want them, but oh no. So if you try to use police dogs, just think of the 60s with fire hoses and police dogs and where the hell that would go. I mean, the idea is to keep it from escalating, but of course the bottom line, and this is my my philosophy, I have subscribed to the Henny Youngman philosophy of life. Now, the guy goes to the doctor and says, "Doctor, hurts when I do that." And the doctor says, "Don't do it anymore." Well, if when a cop pulls you over, you sit in your driver's seat with your hands on the steering wheel and wait for the orders, and after it's all said and done, go to court, work it out, and live to tell about it. I don't think that's a threat.
No, listen, thanks for the call, and a good one. I appreciate all of that, and I would agree with all of it, except maybe the marksman comment. I would say that you want to de-escalate rather than throw accelerant on something like that. You'd probably be better served at de-escalating. But listen, everything else that you said, I'd be on board with. And in fact, I'm always, or more often than not, going to come down on the side of the police officer. Not every time, but more often than not. I hate to use the always nowadays, because then it ends up coming back to bite you in the rear end. But for the most part, I'm on the side of the police officers. Let's go out to Long Island where Chet is. Chet, how are you, pal?
Hey, how you doing, Lee? Good show.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, looking around the country right now, we see that there are police officers stepping down from their job looking to get out of the field that they chose, and that, you know, they represent pretty well with that shield. I haven't heard one Democrat, not one, come out in defense of the police. They're being attacked almost religiously by the left. So what's the ultimate goal here? Is the ultimate goal just to cause chaos in this country? Is it to nationalize the police? Is it to put the thumb on us with the politicians, where there's no more real law enforcement, where it's more of a government-type law enforcement? What do you see happening, and what should Donald Trump do with Minnesota? Should he be going in there? Because I've seen some disturbing things coming out of Minnesota lately.
Don't you feel, for the first time in a long time, Chet, I don't know if I can even give you an answer to your question, but don't you feel, for the first time in a long time, a little bit nervous about where we are and where we're headed? You know,
yeah.
You watch the nightly news. I mean, we can go over different times where we see something happen and we say, oh, this is going to cause a civil war, and then 2 days later, you know, we're on to something else. This feels different. It feels different from the movement racially in a positive way. It feels different there, which is a good thing, but it also feels very different in a sense where now cops are have become the whipping boys and become the bad guys in every encounter, and everybody is out to defund and dismantle police forces across the country, and we're sitting around watching parts of cities be occupied with no law enforcement. I honestly don't think, Chet, that I ever thought I would see that day. So I'm actually, for the first time, I'm curious as to where it's going to go, because if you start to eliminate half of the police force, the other half of the police force aren't going to be ready to do what they're supposed to do, and then you're going to have good cops step away and bad cops replace them. It's not going to be good people that are going to replace these guys. It's going to be bad people.
No. Yeah, it's going to be like the brown shirt police. And, you know, I listen to you every day on your show, and you always say that we're moving in the right direction when it comes to race in the country. You know what, though? I hate to say it. I think we were. I think once Obama got put in, it started to go backwards in a reverse type of way, because we're seeing a lot of animosity here again. And we have to remember, Lee, these guys go through a lot. I think I've told you time and time before. My grandfather was a police officer. When he came back from Korea, he said the hardest time that he ever served this country was when he was wearing a shield in Brooklyn.
Unbelievable. Terrible. Chet, great call, man. Thank you, as always. I got to run. Music's playing. I mentioned this, I think, on Tuesday. For the cops, it's like the Vietnam veterans. They've become now the Vietnam veterans, and people are spitting on them, and people are name-calling them and attacking them, and we're going to be sorry that we're doing it, because either they're all going to leave, or the good ones are going to leave, and you're going to be left with garbage. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll take some more of your phone calls if you want to weigh in. A lot going on. I got one more segment to go. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now.
now, today. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, let me just throw one thing at you. Again, right down the street from where I am here in Connecticut, a guy who started a business, and the business is out there getting a hand sanitizer out to folks. It's called American Hand Sanitizer. You can go online, AmericanHandSanitizer.net, and check it out for yourself. So, all right, listen, I know we're all worried about COVID and everything needs to be sterilized, but you want to back an American-made company with sort of a red, white, and blue ideals? These guys got it. So American Hand Sanitizer is there for you. They've got all kinds of different products, whether it's these individual hand sanitizers, like you can break apart, they seal it. You know, you take care of your hands, and then you can throw the rest of it away. Or they have these little bottles you can get, or these giant gallon jugs. Whatever you need, they can take care of it for you. So just go on to the website, see for yourself, AmericanHandSanitizer.net. That's AmericanHandSanitizer.net. And when you do order something, type in the code LEE10, L-E-E-10, and you get 10% off whatever you buy. So it's a win-win. So check that out once again, AmericanHandSanitizer.net. All right, one thing real quick. Our pal Peter wrote this to me. He's a regular listener. He says, again, he's corroborating what the gentleman from Hartford called a little while ago, said the Taser deadly weapon, DA, said 2 weeks ago in Atlanta. DA Paul Howard said, Taser is a deadly weapon, just 2 weeks ago. Today, he said, Rashad Brooks shooting a Taser at a cop was not a threat. Not a threat. So, again, there you have it, 100%. He was on the money. Let's go to Connecticut, where Leo is waiting. Leo, how are you, pal?
Hey, good evening, Lee. Nice to talk to you.
You too,
you know, I'm seeing now, of course, the instance where, you know, these two African-American gentlemen were killed is a separate and distinct issue from some of these other issues. But in true leftist antagonist fashions, they're grouping everything together like a mulligan stew. So I take exception to this whole thing with these statues of Columbus and even the Confederate generals, because you know what? You can't destroy history. But here's what I'm going to say. The leading cause of death among African-Americans under the age of 30 is black-on-black crime. Mm. And instead of them being worried about a guy that lived 500 years ago, right, mm-hmm. and never set foot on the continent of the United States, Why is that going to be a bone of contention? Why aren't they seeking to get these guys are either, on drugs or have mental issues. That's what their focus ought to be. Not trying to bash Columbus, not trying to bash the Confederate generals. And you know what? I just think it's typical of the whining, crying, I'll hold my breath, stomp my feet, and threaten to run away and join the circus by some of these individuals.
Listen, well said, and you make that point about 500 years ago. I get it. Listen, I understand the pain of probably walking past something that you maybe hate down to your core every single day. You're going to get a latte, you're going to get a donut wherever. I kind of get that. I understand it. But, Columbus is a part of history. So if you want to move him to certain places where, especially works of art, it's hard to argue with any of that.
Yeah. So. There are more pressing issues than a statue of a guy that was around. And even if the facts on whether or not he committed genocide or what he did are sketchy at best,
right?
You're relying on information that's 500 years old, and it certainly is not like that epic icon, the London Day, or any of these other periodicals that report the facts. Or report the facts.
Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Just the facts.
That's right. Come on, Perry White.
There you go. Leo, thanks for the call, man. I'm running short on time, and I just wanted to give everybody a shout-out, say everybody thanks very much for letting me get up and get on here once a week. It's always a lot of fun to chat with you guys. I wanted to tell one quick story. I told it this morning. I told it to my audience. I'll tell it to the national audience. So, I've talked about and the horrors of San Francisco, where bums are defecating in the street and all the craziness that's happening, and they're letting it happen. I told the story this morning, true story. So on Saturday, I live at the end of a cul-de-sac. And so I live at the end of a cul-de-sac. And, I don't live in a Wayne Allen Root gated community or anything like that, but I don't live in a nice little neighborhood, right? And you can't see my house from the road. And there's a lot of woods around, a lot of animals running around, and a lot more now that they keep destroying natural habitat. But I'm cutting my lawn. I'm on my rider mower, and I have a long driveway. And so I'm going up the driveway towards the road, towards the cul-de-sac, and I'm getting towards the top of the cul-de-sac, and I'm about to spin around and come back down and cut the other side with my rider mower. And I notice in a corner of my eye, catches this pile, this white pile of paper towels over by my mailbox, right? So I'm like, oh, what is that? What's that? I've never seen that, never noticed that before. So I drive over there with my rider mower, and apparently San Francisco is not the only place where folks are defecating in the street. Apparently it's happening at the end of my cul-de-sac, and somebody was kind enough to do that at the end of my street and then just, get up and leave. Take care of their business. Leave the paper towels there for me on Saturday morning. Isn't that a nice, cheery way to wrap up the show today? Right? In little old Connecticut.
Wowie!
Yeah! Thank you. Whoever left that for me, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Really appreciate that. So the depravity, the chaos, the ugliness has come to Connecticut. Listen, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, man. Well, it was a good Saturday morning to me, baby. All right. Wayne Allen Root's here. You guys enjoy the rest of your Thursday. I'll do it again with you guys on Tuesday. Until then, we'll see you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter.
get your bug assault today.